نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tonight, alhamdulillah, is the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1444. And according to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we know and we believe that Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wafat mubarak also took place on the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal, the demise of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the 11th year of the Hijrah. So alhamdulillah, we started this tour on Wednesday. I was in Yomrat, and there we discussed the important and significant events regarding the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. And then on Thursday night, mashallah, we were in Veldam and we discussed the Asma and the Sifatul Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the honorable names and attributes of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the importance of Durood Sharif and Salawat. Friday Jummah time we were in Avondale, and there I discussed Hukukun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala hadhil ummah, the rights and obligations the Master has over us sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we need to fulfill all those obligations. And last night, mashallah, we were there in Majidu Taqwa in Sikau Lake, and I spoke about the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what happened prior to the auspicious birth of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what happened during the birth Mubarak and auspicious birth of the Master alayhi salatu salam, and subsequently what had happened. So today we will come to the final talk it is for this tour, mashallah, and it is the Wafatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So briefly, the Master alayhi salatu salam spent 53 years in Makkah Mukarramah and the last 10 years in Madinah Munawwara. One of the brothers, as soon as I entered, he said, please remind us what happened in Quba. So quickly I'll just go through the 10 years and then we will come to the final few days of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, entered from Ghari Thawr, the journey started on the 1st of Rabi'ul Awwal after spending 3 nights there in that cave. And the entry at Quba took place on the 8th. And in Tabaqat ibn Sa'd it is mentioned that on this journey of Hijrah, there were 23 different stops where the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped, whether for a few hours or a few minutes or whatever it might be. So if you include the Ghari Thawr, Ghar means narrow cave, Kahf means broad cave, and you include Quba, then you will find it was 25 stops of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when the Master alayhi salatu salam entered there, the children of the Najjar tribe, so Najjar means carpenters, even today if you go to Cape Town, you will find the Najjar family. So that area of Quba was populated by the Najjar tribe. And they came out, the young daughters, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, and they came with a duff. You can say duff or duff, both is acceptable in Arabic. And it's a drum, but no jingles, and a drum one side. And now they were welcoming, making istiqbal of Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what did they say? If you want this poetry, mashallah, the ulama are here. Open Ibn Majah also, you will find it there. These young daughters of Medina, these young daughters of the carpenters, they were singing and they were striking the duff. Nahnu jawarin min banin najari. Nahnu jawarin min banin najari. We are the daughters of the Najjar tribe. Ya habbada Muhammadum min jari. How excellent today Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our Mubarak and our neighbor. Who can ask for a better neighbor? Nobody. He, the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was, is, will always be the best and the most precious of all Almighty Allah's creation in the entire universe. Then the first thing that happened, they had to build a masjid, Masjid Quba. One title of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda is Thaniyat Nain, the second of the two. Surah 9 verse 40. So the first block, the first brick was placed by the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the second, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Then they went after a few days, entered Medina Munawwara Central. Again there, then a masjid is built. And that is the starting of the first year of the Hijrah. The Muwahat took place, that is the brotherhood between the Muhajireen and Ansar. Second year, quickly we'll just go through. Then we find the Battle of Badr took place. Subhanallah. What was the Battle of Badr? 313 Sahaba, and they took on the might, the superpower, who considered themselves the superpower of the time, the Quraysh and Abu Jahl and them. When they left Makkah, the celebration started already. They ate their wine, they ate their dine, they ate their swine, whatever they were doing. They had women singing for them as soon as they left Makkah, and they ate the alcohol flowing. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ خَرَجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ بَطَرًا. Do not leave from your homes like they did. They left with pride, arrogance, pomp and glory. And for them, who are this? We will eat them up for breakfast. Like what the people said, the coalition, when they came to Afghanistan, you should read the history of Afghanistan. Afghanistan, the name only changed now, 276, 277 years ago. The original name of Afghanistan is Khorasan. Ahmad Shah Abdali changed the name 275, 277 years ago. And remember that from those days it was known as Khorasan. You go to Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, various ahadith compilations, and you will find that the land of Afghanistan, nobody could conquer it. The only people who conquered it were the two Sahaba, radiallahu anhu, who, Sayyidina Usman, radiallahu anhu, and then Amir Muawiyah, radiallahu anhu. The British came there thrice, all three times they failed. In the early 60s, the Prime Minister Macmillan said, first law of politics you must learn, never ever invade Afghanistan. And then 79, the Soviet Union came with the Red Army. And after 10, 11, 12 years, they also had to put their tail between their legs and run. And the whole Soviet Union collapsed and disintegrated. Then the coalition came, 48 countries. Our brothers, our people in Afghanistan don't even have one plane. They don't even wear shoes. With chumpal and sandals they beat them. A ragtag army. But remember the help of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So Allah speaks about Badr to inspire, motivate us. وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّهُ. Indeed, surely Almighty Allah Jalla Wala assisted you, helped you in the Battle of Badr. And that was when you were so weak at that time. But because anything and everything the Master said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were dicing with death. If you go to Badr, Mawlana, mashallah, our Imam just returned now, Allah accept everybody's umrah, everybody's ziyarat. Today everything is open. All of you are going from Medina Munawwara to Makkah, from Makkah to Medina. You should stop in Badr. And there's a masjid there, white in color, and that is Masjidul Arish. There the Habib of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that night of Jumu'ah was crying, begging, weeping, Ya Allah, in tuhlik hadhil isaba, lan tuqbad ba'd al-yawm. If these 300 plus sahaba have to lose and they were demolished and defeated, your name will never be taken again, Ya Allah. The Master alayhi salatu wasalam cried so much that the shawl mubarak was about to fall. Sayyidina Abu Bakr said, Siddiq radiallahu anhu, hasbuk, hasbuk, Ya Rasulullah. Enough, enough, we will be victorious. What the sahaba said. Salma shi'ita, silman shi'ita, waqta man shi'ita. Ask us whatever you want, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are ready. We are prepared. Join us with whoever you want. Cut us off with whoever you want. Whatever you say. And then the battle started on 17th Ramadan, Friday, the second year after the Hijrah. Go, if you went now also, so you will see. The sand and the land around it is very much different compared to the land and sand where the Ma'rika, the battle took place, even today. 1,442 years, so have passed. So 14 Sahaba, their Mubarak Qubur, Shuhada of Badr, they buried there. So this is our Islam. Then in the third year you have Battle of Uhud and so forth, and then was Khandaq, and then was Hudaybiyah, and then was Khaybar. Do you know Khaybar? Again, all of you who are going for Umrah, you should go to Khaybar. Remember that Uhud you will go to, inshallah, once you're in Medina. But you should go to Khaybar. Khaybar is just 150 kilometers away from Medina Munawwara. It's the month of Muharram. In the 7th year of the Hijrah, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and 1600 plus minus Sahaba, they went. That night, that evening, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and it is the place where is the headquarters of the Jews. And hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. لَأُوْتِيَنَّ الرَّايَا, this standard, this flag, this banner, I will give to that personality. مَنْ يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. He loves Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Allah Jalla Wala and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam love him. Sayyidina Umar used to also say, how I wish I was chosen. Every Sahabi wanted. Look at the manaqib, the virtues and all. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Aina Ali. Where is Aina Ali radiallahu anhu? The next day. So they said, Ya Rasulullah is there, but he's not well. He's got problems with his eyes. See, mu'jiza. Barakal of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Master alayhi wa sallam took the busakh mubarak, the saliva mubarak, applied it on the eye of Aina Ali, and handed the standard, the flag to him. And one title of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is Fatiha Khaybar. Before the battle would start, they would have a duel. One from the Muslims and one from the Jews. That was their system. So Sayyidina Ali went, and on the other side who came? Mirhab. He was the famous Jewish soldier and warrior, one of the best. Never mind, 2-3 minutes had passed and finished. His lash, his body, his corpse was lying there. Sayyidina Ali finished him up. So that was already the morale of the Jews. There was finished. That our main soldier is finished in 2-3 minutes already. Then they had forts everywhere. But Allah said, we've been to all these places. So there was one fort, that fort's name Qamus. And no one could really open the door, big, big doors and all that. So therefore they called him Haider, Haider-e-Qarrar. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, the lion. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, the brave man. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, Fatih-e-Khaybar. He went and he pushed and it opened, mashallah. Karamatan lihadil sahabi. So this is to honor the sahabi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shamil-e-hal, as we say. Were part of it definitely. And then remember that Allah gave them spectacular, magnificent victory. That happened in Muharram in the 7th year of the Hijrah, where we are, 1444. Go to Palestine, if you read, I was reading now the news on the phone. So while we were coming, our Hafiz Muhammad Bassa, mashallah, he brings us, you know, he's a real sharpshooter, you know, the way he brings us quick, quick here, everywhere. So yeah, to brother Naseem Timol, Allah reward him also. So mashallah, we came there, so I said, let me look at the news, what's going on. You know, the Jutla paper, you must read the Haaretz. You get every minute, every hour, updated news. In the past 24 hours, they already martyred and murdered, in the past 24 hours, four of our Palestinian youth. Now it's murder season. It is season, shoot to kill. Why? Because remember that November 1st is the elections. There are 5 elections in 3.5-4 years. See Quran. Anything you want, go to Quran Sharif. Go to Sunnah Mubarakah. 100%. There's different thing with our puny little brains we don't understand. It's our fault. Eh? Surah 59, verse 14. Chapter 59, verse 14. Quran speaks of this. تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. You think that the Jutlas and the Jews are united and so forth. They have so much solidarity. Very far from that. وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. Their hearts are fragmented, torn to pieces, pieces. If you just look at how many parties and how many problems they have. Why all this? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Our people, never mind other people, our people say, look at how intelligent they are, how many Nobel Prizes and this rewards and awards. And Allah says they are a people who got no aqal, no intelligence and no intellect. Allah is saying. So when you want to kill and you murdered prophets and messengers, you attempted to assassinate Nabi Isa alayhi salam, they attempted to assassinate Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Today they are killing and murdering our babies, our children, our people. So how you can be intelligent people? See, Quran is teaching us. So for our children and our people in Palestine, this battle of Khaybar, which occurred and took place in Muharram, 7th year after the Hijrah, till today is a source of inspiration and motivation. And what they say, they don't have arms, they don't have ammunition, they're not allowed to. So they go with stones and they have iman in their heart. And what they say? Khaybar, Khaybar, ya Yahud. Khaybar, Khaybar, ya Yahud. Inna jaysha Muhammad sawfa ya'ud. That, O Jutla, O Jew, remember Khaybar, remember Khaybar. We are the army of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have come back and we will defeat you. And Allah will give them that victory. Because the Muslim is always prepared to give his life for the sake of deen. You see, today, the news broke. I just want to show you one example of the Arabs. So they build big, big temples for the non-Muslims, for the idol worshippers in UAE. And now they brought the cow, that what they're going to worship, and so forth. And these Arab leaders also making, bowing down to the cow and all. You call them Muslim? I'm asking. You call such people Muslim? I'm asking you what you think, Muslim. That is halat, remember that. They've gone right out of the fold of Islam. That's all for this. Quran said, yu'minuna bil ghayb, believe in the unseen. They say, yu'minuna bil jayb. We will sell the deen also for the money. Allah protect us. It's difficult times we're living in. This is the muqaddamah and introduction of Dajjal already that has started. Understand this? Then 8th year, the whole landscape changed. So the Sulah Hudaybiyah took place in the 6th year, and Zulqadah, and then they themselves, the idol worshippers, they broke it, they were treachery. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam galvanized, mobilized 10,000 Sahaba. And they came. They were fired up now. Because it was our place, and you were torturing us, you were persecuting us. We left Makkah, the place of our birth. And so many things happened for the Muhajirin. So now they came, Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, all fired up. He entered before the Master, Rahmatulil Alameen. It's 10,000, so people were entering us. So Sa'ad met Abu Sufyan. Abu Sufyan till then was not Muslim. And he told Abu Sufyan, Al-Yawmu Yawmul Malhama. Today, the Urdu translation will be, Aaj hum boti boti kar denge. Today, we are going to make your mince meat. So he was shaking, very, very concerned. Rahmatul Alameen Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, and what happened? Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Abu Sufyan explained this happened. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, al-yawmu yawmul marhama, is a day of mercy and compassion. But these were the same people who tortured the Muslims, persecuted the Muslims. That same, our problem is we go Makkah, we go Medina, we go, but we don't go and see the places where the actual event took place. Go to a place called Batha Quraysh. Our people never heard the name Batha Quraysh, most of them. If you ask Batha, you say, what are you talking about? Batha Quraysh is in the outskirts of Makkah and today is well populated. We saw it in those days when it was vacant open land. There, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was tortured, the boulder was put on him in that 45-50 degrees heat and he was being whooped and lashed and flogged. And he's saying, Ahad, Ahad, Ahad. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants to show them that you are the people, see what you did to Bilal, but see what Allah does to Bilal radiallahu anhu arda. Mu'azzinu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa waziru malihi. The muazzin of the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and minister of finance is zuhr time. They're all waiting, what is going to happen? Habibuna rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses Bilal, oh Bilal, my muazzin, African muazzin, you climb on top of the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah, and you render the adhan from there. The Arabs, the idol worshippers, fain وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. See the African, we were torturing, beating, assaulting, flogging. He's on top of the Kaaba and we are here, begging for clemency, begging for forgiveness. We don't know what will happen to us. Then Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered the memorable khutbah. قُلْتُ لَكُمْ كَمَا قَالَ يُوسُفْ لِخْوَتِهِ. I tell you today what Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam told his brothers, لا تثريب عليكم اليوم. There is no blame on you today. أنتم الطلقاء. I forgive you. You have amnesty. You have asylum. And whoever goes here, whoever goes there, he has asylum. That was a turning point. Then what happens? يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا takes place. And you find they entered into Islam in their droves and droves and droves. Thousands of them embraced Islam, the notification. People who fled away, they also came in afterward. Ikrima, the son of Abu Jahl. So he ran away, but his wife said, come, is rahmatulil alameen. Remember, will forgive you and pardon you. So all that happened, remember this. So great, great incidents happened on that occasion. Fateh Makkah, the conquest of Makkah. So all that happened. Then just outside Makkah is Hunain. And then you go further on is Taif. There were pockets of resistance, few places. So all that was sorted out. Now we are in the 10th year of the Hijrah. So what happens? Habibuna, the Islamic calendar, they used to play with it. The Arabs, the Mushrikeen, that you call Nasi. Surah number 9, verse number 37. إِنَّمَا النَّسِيءُ زِيَادَةٌ فِي الْكُفْرِ. So Almighty Allah in chapter 9 verse 36 said, our Islamic calendar is from time immemorial. Let me explain this to you also, because sometimes you get confused or sometimes our fuses get blown also, you know. So remember that Surah 9 verse 36. إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ إِثْنَا عَشَرَ شَهْرًا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم. Almighty Allah says these 12 lunar months, we say now Rabiul Awwal, tonight is the 12th, in other parts of the world is the 13th, but we follow our calendar, so it's the 12th. Nevertheless, so our calendar was sanctioned, ordained, prescribed by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the day Almighty Allah created this entire universe. 12 lunar months. Minha arba'atun hurum, four are sacred months from the 12. The Quran Sharif is silent, doesn't tell us which are the four sacred months, but you go to Bukhari Sharif, you will find. Salasun mutawaliyat, three are consecutive months, Zulqa'dah, the month of sitting. No warfare, automatic ceasefire. Zulhijjah, the month of Hajj, now people will perform Hajj. Muharram, the honorable month. So why 3 consecutive months? They couldn't, not like our time now, in 8, 10, 15 hours you're there already. So they're coming for Hajj. Now, Hajj is in Zulhijjah. But they need a safe passage. They're going to walk, they're going to come on donkey, come on horse, come on camel, come on whatever they can find. So, 1 month's travel, Zulqa'dah. So that month of traveling, going. Zulhijjah, perform Hajj, everything, stay in Makkah, all that, go Medina, finish all. Thereafter, Muharram, ay, Qudumul Hujjaj. Muharram, the Hajjis are written in the olden days. So these were 3 consecutive months. Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, Muharram. And then the fourth month, Rajab. Rajab was one side. So why month of Rajab? During the course of the year, that people want to go for Umrah, there's highway robbers, there's people like South Africa. You saw, yeah, you put Umkumas and I don't know where and where. The South Africa today is kullu halal. You know? You can drive wherever you want to, you can stop where you want to, you don't stop. If you go with Hafiz Basa, that brother Dawood Mondi, our engineer, was with, I was in front and he had a back. I told him, Dawood, you see Basa is driving better big music career. You understood? And because even he knows now, the police, you don't have to worry now, you just drive, you understood? So one day, my friend, he gives me, you know, all these sports cars and that. He says, let me take it, let me go there. And so one day I went to visit my sister and them there in Trichardt. So it's 2-door, like, you know, sports car. So there. So now the lady police came out, stop. So I know that I didn't commit any crime. So I told her, Mama, why are you troubling the Fundisi? You know, the Fundisi, if he pray, you know, Shonile Manje, you know, just now you will die, you know. And this. She said, no, Fundisi, you did no problem. So I said, why don't you stop me? He said, your car is so nice, I just want to see inside how it looks. So for that she stopped me. Say, Fundis car is, there is no Fundis car, Fundis also the passenger in this car. Somebody else's car, I don't tell her story. This is South Africa. So yesterday I was looking in Omkumas, they took a whole train away. Where's the train? They find one policeman sleeping inside. He was making itikaf in the train. You know? So that is South Africa today. So it goes on like this kind of thing. So my brothers, the point I'm making here is this, that we must understand our Islam. So Rajab came, the people want to go for Umrah, they need a safe passage. So Allah said, no fighting. Now these mushrikeen, these idol worshippers, in Arabic you call it nasi. In English they call intercalation. Now all these are very big words. Simple translation, postponement, delaying. The playing of the months. So let's say now that the month is coming of Zulqa'dah. Ramadan finished, Shawwal finished, so the next month is Zulqa'dah. Now the war is getting hot, and the advantage is to them. They say, no, next month is not Zulqa'dah, next month is Rabiul Awwal, next month is Rabiul Akhir. So they used to play with the months like that. So Allah Jalla wa'ala states, إِنَّمَا النَّسِيءُ زِيَادَةٌ فِي الْكُفْرِ. They were already non-Muslim, and this intercalation, postponement, delaying, and all that of the months added to their blasphemy and added to their kufr. Therefore, for us, we need to be meticulous and particular regarding our Islamic months. And we can't be fuddling and changing according to our whims and fancies. And no. We have to follow it. Otherwise, it's a major, major sin. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's time, remember these mushrikeen were doing this. In the 9th year, the Master alayhi salatu wasalam sent Abu Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, you go, you are Amirul Hajjij, Amirul Hujjaj. You go there to Makkah and make all these announcements. So this is the preparation now. Go there, لَا يَتُوفَنَّ بِالْبَيْتِ أُرْيَانٌ. No person can come naked and make tawaf. The man used to make tawaf naked during the day. The woman used to make tawaf totally in their birthday suit, totally naked at night. Understood? So why? He said, no. You see, shaitan. زَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ عَمَالًا. Shaitan told them, in these clothes, you committed too many vices and sins. So when you're going to make tawaf, take all the clothes off. They said, yeah, this is right. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, all made big, big announcements, Sayyidina Ali, all they made announcements, everything. And no non-Muslim can come now here. Quran says this, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu innamal mushrikuna najas fala yaqrabul masjid al-harama ba'da amihim hadha. So after this year, ayasanatu tasi'ah, so after the ninth year, now no more you allowed to come here. So you must remember all this took place. Now the set is, the scene is clear, everything is done. In the sa'ah and in the zamana, qad istadara ala hayati. The calendar came back to its original. So this is the 10th year of the hijrah. Now all the months are proper and so forth. While I'm busy with this, let me explain to you the beauty of Islam. Which month we are in now, Gregorian calendar? October. Do you even know what is the meaning of all this? So you must remember this. Anytime these people want to speak about calendar and date and so forth, just ask them these two questions, two, three. Ask them, what's the meaning of September? You in Durban, you studied Latin, if you are my age, about 50, 60, 70 or. So September, Sept, it means 7. October, Oct, means 8. November, Nov, means 9. December, Des, means 10. So their new year, the Julian year, started on 1st of March. So September was 7, October was 8, November was 9, and December was 10. They never had all these 12 months and all that. Pope Gregory came. The Pope also, you must remember this, this is the Pope. He's got the idol. Pope running around with the idol. And the idol's name is called Janus. Janus got two faces. One face for goodness and one face for vices. This is for virtue and this according to them. So the Pope Gregory says, no, we must change the calendar and the first month will be Janus. It must be dedicated to this idol. So that's how January came. Then they couldn't come right. Then they said, no, let's bring another idol. And then February came. Still they couldn't come right. They said, no, let's circumcise the months a little bit now. So all the months are 30, 31, and this February, we will make 28. Still they couldn't come right, so they said leap year. So after 4 years, make it 29. So that bichara guy, that poor guy, if his birthday, he was born on 29 February, when his birthday will come? You got it? Everything, I'm telling you seriously. Therefore, I love it when they ask me questions. I say, ask whatever you want, uncensored. Understood? They say, hey, K, we don't like you. I say, it's fine. Ask your question. Understood? We got no problem at all. So we're not here. We have the best. I want to share the rest with you. So then when we give them the answer, then they cool down the tumult, you know. So I say, take this example. Your calendar. See how many changes, amendments, all that you had to do. Our Islamic calendar, from time immemorial till today, nothing, everything. There's different thing. The people used to play around with the months and all that. So Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam announces, now we're leaving for Hajj, 10th year of the Hijrah, Hajjatul Wida, and the Master alayhi salam is going to bid farewell to the Ummah. So therefore Hajjatul Balagh, Hajjatul Islam, Hajjatul Wida. Hajjatul Wida to bid farewell. Hajjatul Balagh, ala hal ballaghtu. Ala hal ballaghtu. O people, did I convey and propagate the message? They said yes. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam took a Mubarak finger in hand and pointed to the heavens and skies. Allahumma shahad, Allahumma shahad. Hajjatul Islam, when you go for your first Hajj, and your first Hajj and compulsory Hajj, you call it Hajjatul Islam. So the Master alayhi salatu salam left Medina Munawwara. Those of you know, you're the only place in South Africa. I mean, just now when I was, you youngsters, you read very well, eh? Especially the youngster who read Mustafa, Mustafa, where are you? Is a student or is a Maulana or what? Huh?
Maulana.
Qualified? MashaAllah. So we read excellent if you understood Urdu. So while he was reading, so I was thinking about that time, 1981 Ramadan, when Hazrat Sheikh Nawwarullah Marqadahu was here, So what the honor for Stengard it was. And our Maha Tutla sahab and all the other ulama and brothers who passed away, Mufti Bashir sahab, Maulana Padia sahab, Maulana Asmar, Maulana Pandor, and all the others. Allah grant them all Jannatul Firdaus. You know, Hazrat Sheikh came here 81. And the next year, 1st of Shaaban 1982, Hazrat Sheikh passed away. So it was his last itikaf. So how many people changed their lives and so forth? So you must remember that when Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam left Medina Munawwara, it was Saturday after Zuhr. And then the Saturday night they spent in Zul Hulayfa, Bir Ali. And now the Sunday, this is Saturday now, Sunday they're going to fasten Ihram, they're going to make niyat, intention. The news is spreading like fire. So people are joining, people are joining. Some made intention for Umrah, performing Tamattu Hajj. Some made intention of Hajj, performing Ifrad Hajj. Some made intention for Umrah and Hajj, Qiran Hajj. And now they're going. Sahaba say, whilst we are going, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us one hadith. Ayyul Hajji afdal hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Which Hajj is the best, Ya Rasulullah or Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What he, the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Al-ajju wa-sajju. Al-ajju, raise your voice. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika laka. It's 10 days journey. The Sahaba say when we reach Makkah, our voices were hoarse. Finish. Because busy. Labbaik, labbaik, labbaik. As-sajju iraqatuddam. You must slaughter the hadi, what you call dhamme shukr. You see, so the Sahaba were prepared for everything. So 124,000 Sahaba approximately for Hajj. Imagine those days, the logistics. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there, Sahaba is there, and all the men, women, children, all the. So mashallah, the Master alayhi salatu salam's Hajj on a Friday. The day of Arafah and the day of Hajj, that, like this Hajj that passed now, it was Arafat and Friday, so that, whether it was proper date or not, there's different issue. Sometimes they cook up the calendars also, you know how it is there. You see, our one South African, I told you, you know, we speak here, sometimes we forget where we're speaking what also. So our South African, first time he came, you know. So I tell them, but they don't listen, some of them. They want to do. I say, don't go out of the camp. You're going to get lost. Because in Mina, everybody in Ihram and all these things will happen. So you will see a lot of things then. So the one person, he said, let me go patrol a little bit. Make ziyarat yet. Now he got lost. Now he can't speak one word of Arabic beside La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah and Jazakallah and all that. And the Saudi police, you know, they are also another buzruks. They can't speak any language beside Arabic. But he remembered one thing, that where our camp, our mukhayyam you called in Arabic, this Al-Baik restaurant was not far from there. That he remembered. So he goes to the police. He tell the police, Al-Baik, Al-Baik. Police say, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. He say, Al-Baik, Al-Baik. He say, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. So that is conversation they have. You know, this kind of thing. So anyway, the Master alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam came, performed the Hajj. Khuzu anni manasikakum. You can't make Hajj how you want to. Surah 3 verse 31, Qul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni. If you really love Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, then you must follow me, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, immaculately. In salat, in the Hajj, how we behave with our wives, how the wife behave with the husband, how we behave with our employees, how we behave with our non-Muslim neighbors, all aspects of life. Islam is not only for certain days and certain hours. When we speak of Ishqun Nabi, we sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we speak of Ta'zeemun Nabi, Ish means the true love for the Master alayhi wa sallam. Ta'zeemun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means to show the reverence and respect for the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So everything must be done every day. Not part-time, it's not a supermarket, pick and choose, you know. Sometimes we got the wrong end of the miswak also. Yuhibbukumullah, then you become the beloved of Almighty Allah. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. Then Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Maidan-e-Arafat gave the final charter and showed human being. that this is what you must do. What are the rights of the wives? What are the rights of the rulers? What are the rights of the citizens? What are the rights of your people? Everyone. إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَعْطَى كُلَّ ذِي حَقٍ حَقًّا. Every person is eligible to rights. All that were given. And Master alayhi salatu salam asked them, أَلَّا هَلْ بَلَّغْتُ. Did I convey the message? So the Hajj finished. Nabi alayhi salam's Hajj 6 days. So when we go for Hajj, we always encourage people, don't make intention 5 days, make intention 6 days. So now, 4th of Zulhijjah entry, 14th of Zulhijjah departure. So now the Master alayhi salatu salam is leaving. Now we're starting the topic actually. This was introduction. So, Habibuna, now see the dua in Ibn Majah. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is leaving after the Hajj. Hajj finished now, going back to Medina. Allahumma ij'alha hajjatan la riya'a fiha wa la sum'a. Ya Allah, make it such a Hajj. To set the precedent for me and you, for humanity and posterity. Ya Allah, make it such a Hajj, not to impress the eyes of people, not to impress the ears of people. La riya'a fiha wa la sum'a. So whenever we make Hajj, Umrah, other good, so ask Allah, it must be for your love and your pleasure alone, O Almighty Allah. Now listen, on the 18th of Zulhijjah, this is very important, it's crucial, you must understand these events. Look at the chronological table of events and then everything becomes clear. So Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the 18th, this hadith is mentioned in Sahih Muslim. On the 18th of Zulhijjah, now 4 days, so there's a place called Ghadir-e-Khum. Ghadir-e-Khum is a pond, a fountain like water. So there some Sahabi had argument with Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. And the message came to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Master alayhi salam stopped. We believe in this, we accept, said Ali radiallahu anhu, is the fourth greatest Sahabi and greatest person to walk on this earth after all the Anbiya and Rusul and Prophets and Messengers. So alayhi salatu wa salam, first said Abu Bakr, then said Umar, then said Usman, then he said Ali radiallahu anhu. On that occasion, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the hand of Sayyidina Ali and said, Man kuntu mawlahu fa aliyun mawla. So some people, you know some people? Who? The Shias. So they say, you see, that there, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed him, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, as the Khalifa. For those of you who are still sitting on the fence, when you sit on the fence, remember you are committing a major offense. I sent this out now 2-3 days ago. And you all should know these type of things. It's not time. You must remember to sit on the fence. We must know exactly where we belong. Khomeini writes in Tawdihul Masail. I have these books. So Khomeini writes, you must, and they gave it to me. So Tawdihul Masail Khomeini wrote that you can make mut'a prostitution for 1 hour. Now today is Saturday. I think it was Thursday or Wednesday. From here. Yeah, Thursday I think it was. Khomeini writes in Tahrirul Wasila, his books. So in volume 2, if anybody wants it, Maulana got my number, Maulana Musa GNM, so you can just contact and this thing will give you my numbers and so. So inshallah you contact me, I'll send it to you. It's Arabic and the translation is. He says that if you want to go to a wife or so forth, then she must be above 9 years old. But if she's below 9 years old, then you can touch her, you can have this, all this. And then he writes in his book, Tahrir al-Wasila, Hatta al-Radi'a. The baby is born yesterday, then you can already start fiddling and fulfilling your lust and desire with her and all these type of things. So we wrote a comment that we said Khomeini is promoting prostitution and the rape of children. And I'm posing the question to you. I'm giving you the reference. And nobody can refute it. The book is from Iran, printed by them. So they say, you must remember that on this day, 18th of Zulhijjah, the 10th year after the Hijrah, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed Sayyidina Ali as his successor. We reject it. Why? You will see. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrives there in Medina Munawwara. and now the month of Zulhijjah is finished, Muharram. In the ending of Safar, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to Baqi, the famous graveyard and cemetery. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, Man istata'a minkum ay yamuta bil madina fal yamut biha fa inni ashfa'u lakum. Whosoever of you can pass away in Medina Munawwara with Iman, Islam obviously, then make that dua, like Sayyidina Umar used to make dua in Bukhari Sharif, Allahumma arzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik. Ya Allah, let me die as a martyr in your path, and Ya Allah, let me pass away in the beloved city of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all this happened. So remember that when we go for Umrah Hajj, they tell me sometime make dua. So I make dua, Ya Allah, humare Hajj ko kabul farma. Ameen, ameen. Ya Allah, humare Umrah ko kabul farma. Ameen, ameen. If you don't understand in Urdu, so Ya Allah, accept our Hajj Umrah. Ya Allah, humare ziyarat Madina ko kabul farma. Accept our visit to Madina Munawwar. I say, Ya Allah, Madina Munawwar ki maut naseeb farma. Give us death, Ya Allah, in Medina, they all become Hanafis. No Amin. So I look, I say, brothers, what happened? He said, no, you see, this pocket got a lot of dollars and this one got a lot of riyal. I ask, Kala, who tell you, Kala? Say, ah, we want to die, but Amreni, not now. We're shopping baki che, you see. So this is how we are. You know? So think properly where we are, you know. And this. Anyway. So Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 11th year, Muharram, Safar, the Master alayhi sallam came back, wa ra'sa, my head is paining, my head mubarak. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha said, after that my head also started paining. So all this, then the condition now Rabiul Awwal started. And then remember that the condition of the Master alayhi sallam was deteriorating. But Monday, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the masjid, performed the salat. Tuesday came, all that. But then the condition started deteriorating, and then the Master alayhi wa sallam, who then called to Sahaba, and there was bandage on the Mubarak head of the Master alayhi wa sallam, and then they would take the Master alayhi wa sallam, one on the right, one on the left, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would come and perform the imamat and salat. Then Yawm al-Khamis came, the last Thursday of the Master alayhi salatu salam's life. This is a very important incident, and you must know it. It's called Waqi'atu Qirtas. It's mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, mentioned in Muslim Sharif, the most authentic hadith kitabs and compilation. It's true, 100% we accept it. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi sallam said, bring pen and paper, and I will dictate to you something. لَن تَدِلُّوا بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا. You will never go astray. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, when he used to narrate this hadith in Muslim Sharif, is mentioned, he used to cry and cry and cry. He said, how did we let this slip away? Like, you know. Anyway, so then Sayyidina Umar or Sahaba were there. Some said, you know what? Quran Sharif is revealed, because the Quran was revealed completely by that time. This is Thursday, and Monday Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes parda from the world. And why we want to give taklif to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Some said no, and so. So anyway, there was a little bit difference of opinion. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kumu anni, you'll go away. See? But now the enemies, the same enemies, they say, see, Sahaba, they don't want this to be written and this. Now pay attention carefully. Thursday Maghrib time, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes imamat. Thursday Maghrib time, Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Friday. Are we clear? Now in that period there, between Maghrib and Isha, Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Habibuna Mustafa rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells the Sahaba and the honorable wives and all, Muru Aba Bakrin fal yusalli bin nas. Command Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu arda. He must be the imam. Thaniya's name is coming again. In the cave, he was the second of the two. When he traveled to Medina Munawwara, he was the second of the two. When they were building Masjid al-Quba, he was the second of the two. When they were building Masjid al-Nabawi, he was the second of the two. Now he is Thani Asnain, he's the second of the two on the Musalla of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to dictate, the Master alayhi salatu wasalam said it verbally. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah wrote this very clearly in his work Minhaj al-Sunnah. So whatever the Master alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to say or dictate, the Master alayhi salatu wasalam said it, that you Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu arda, you must be here. Now pay attention. Thursday night Isha, Friday 5 Salat, Saturday 5 Salat, Sunday 5 Salat, and Fajr Monday, 12 Rabiul Awwal. 17 Salat, fi hayatin Nabiyyil Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during the lifetime of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who's making the imamah? Ijma'an. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not call Sayyidina Umar, or Sayyidina Usman, or Sayyidina Ali, or anyone. Tell Siddiqa Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, Siddiq's ladli, Siddiq radiallahu anhu sahib zadi, his beloved daughter, and the Zawja Mutahara of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for whom Allah revealed 16 verses. Surah 24, Surah Nur, verses 11 to 26, Waqiyah to If, where the enemies, they made all their wild accusations, allegations. Allah Jalla wa Ala himself exonerated Siddiqa Sayyidina Aisha. Such an honorable lady. Nevertheless, she said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my father is Raqeequl Qalb, his tender heart. When he stands on your musalla, he'll cry and he'll be weeping. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upset. Are you wanting to become like Sawahibu Yusuf? You want to give Rom Mashura? So then, tell your father he must make imamah. I'm finished. Matter is finished. This time, by wahi. So for 17 salat, just remember that one virtue. During the lifetime of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all those salat, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was at home. The condition is deteriorating. Virtue for Siddiq, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. Virtue for Siddiqa, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking, Aina ana ghadan, Aina ana ghadan, where will I be, where will I be tomorrow? All the wives, our honorable mothers, they said, we know the Master alayhi salam wants to go to Siddiqa, Sayyidina Aisha's house. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is brought to Siddiqa's house. The Friday came, Saturday, Sunday, condition is deteriorating. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving advices to the ummah. I was there when my father passed away, my mother passed away, my brother passed away. We are ordinary mortals, we are ordinary sinners, we are ordinary. What, nothing special? This is Habibullah, Rahmatul Alameen, Khatamun Nabiyeen, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Think of it, brothers. What was the Master alayhi salam's farewell advices? Three. As-salah, as-salah. How can we be missing salat when the Master alayhi salam is telling us, this is my farewell advice to you. Allah calls it salat, as-silatu bayn al-abdi wa rabbi. You can never join yourself with Allah's mercy until and unless you are particular and meticulous with your salat. Make this intention tonight, 12 Rabiul Awwal. From now till my death, inshallah, with the grace and mercy of Allah, I will never miss a salat. Whether fil hadar wa safar, whether I'm at home, I'm on the plane or on the train, so I must perform my salat. There's no excuse. I travel so many countries, Russia and China and Vietnam, and I don't know where and where I landed up. And every time salat, no problem. They tell you, pray for me. Yes. That we just have to now, obviously we have to use common sense. Sometimes common sense is not common, you know. If there's turbulence, you can't go ask them. If they're serving, you can't go ask them. But once all that is finished, then you go and read salat. But we're going for Umrah, but we don't read salat. So what worth is that Umrah? Umrah most to most is sunnah, it's not wajib or farz or compulsion. And en route to Umrah, to Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Munawwara, we must Zuhur, we must Asr, we must Maghrib, Isha, two, three salats are gone. So what value does that Umrah have? I'm asking you. وَمَا مَلَكَتْ إِيمَانُكُمْ And over whom you have authority. We have authority over our wives, how we treat them. If I just show you my phone now, you will see how many wives are complaining. Before I come to Stenga, the wife will say, "Em baat ka wano, you must speak about that. Husbands, they treat us very badly. So what must I tell you, Stenga brothers? I can't say nothing. You give us good halim and all this stuff. What you say? You say, Mulvi sahab, drink our halim and you still come tell us nonsense. So where's the Tayyab brother? So my Memon brother. What's his name? I kada yoba? Barai. So he also need wife also. So anyway, brothers, so our staff, employees, this is the farewell advice of the master. You got authority, fulfill their rights. Go the extra mile. Non-Muslims, go and teach them. Teach them what is Islam. They show them our, you know, Suleiman Dokrat. There's Mawlana Ahmad Dokrat who does all the nasiha. Allah reward him. His father used to deal with the Chinese. When they just saw the integrity, honesty of this man, how many of them became Muslim? Chinese, understand what? So fulfill the rights, my brothers, of the people we have jurisdiction. And third one, وَنَفِّذُوا جَيْشَ أُسَامَا Oh Usama, you're 18 years old, 19 years old. Some ulama said 18, 19. His father, Zayd, Usama ibn Zayd, Zayd radiallahu anhu passed away there in Mu'ta. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted you go there to Palestine, Jordan area, and you go with the army there and so forth. This was the last advices. Now the Monday comes, Fajr time. Sahaba say that the Master alayhi salam opened the curtain and looked. We saw the Mubarak countenance and chehra Mubarak of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We were elated, delighted, overexcited. The Master alayhi salam will come and made ishara. Carry on, Ya Baba. That was the last time we saw him, the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he, the Master alayhi salam, in the Hujra Mubarakah of Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, now the Sakarat is starting. To set the precedent for humanity and posterity, Allahumma inni ala sakaratil maut. Sakarat for the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ta'aliman lihadil ummah, to teach us what to do. Taking the fingers Mubarak and then sprinkling the water, all that took place. Then the wives were there, honorable mothers, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein were there. The only biological child of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all passed away, besides Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha. She is there and so forth. And then what is the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's last words? Ila rafiq il a'la. Ya Allah, you gave me choice. I want to come to you, Ya Allah. إِلَى الرَّفِيقِ الْأَعْلَى إِلَى الرَّفِيقِ الْأَعْلَى See what Sayyidina Abu Huraira did. Go open al-bidayah wa nihaya and see. Abu Huraira, the greatest student of the Master alayhi salam in this field of hadith, 5,374. He sakarat starts and he cries to Allah, اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أُحِبُّ لِقَاءَكْ فَأَحِبَّ لِقَاءَكْ Ya Allah, I love meeting you, Ya Allah. You also love meeting me. And then he leaves this world. The Master alayhi salatu salam then reads ila rafiq al-a'la, ila rafiq al-a'la. What goes through the heart of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha? There's a whole chapter on this in Bukhari Sharif. Go read the ahadith. She's crying. Fatima, Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah. She is the leader of the women in Jannah, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. And she reads these words mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Ya Abata, Ya Abata, oh my beloved father, man ajaba Rabbana, that you answered, man ajaba, that you answered the call of Almighty Allah, that you answered the da'wat of Rabbah, of Almighty Allah. Ya Abata, man Jannatul Firdaus ma'wa. The Jannatul Firdaus is your resting place forever, Ya my beloved father. Ya Abata, ila Jibrail nan'a. To Jibrail we will announce that you have passed on and your demise took place. The African lady, Umme Ayman, African, her name Baraka. When Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, honorable mother passed away, then she took the master from Abwa to Makkah Mukarrama. She brought the master up sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave her the title, Ummi Ba'da Ummi. You are my mother after my biological mother. And then go and see the hadith in Muslim Sharif. Everything took place, then the janaza all day long. 10 sahaba used to come individually and read the salatul janaza for the master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq said, I heard myself from the master sallallahu alaihi wasallam that a nabi is buried in the place where he passes away. So all these are distinctions for Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar go to the African lady after a few days. And they found she was weeping, crying, sobbing. You know Nabi alayhi salam is gone to a better place. Why are you crying so much? She said, Ye to aab-e zar ke saath likhne ke kabil hai. Take water and gold like and write it down. She said, I'm not crying only because the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made parda. I'm crying, Inna al-wahya qadin qata'a. Why is the Master alayhi salatu salam was alive? Physically in this world, there was a link and connection between the arsh and the first, between the heavens and the earth. Now wahi would no more come. I cry. She made them cry. She made Shaykhain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar cry also. And she said, now there won't be that link. Because the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made parda and passed away. And the message wahi also stopped. Do we really love the Quran? Do we really love the messenger? Do we really even read what the Master alayhi salatu salam taught us? Think about all this, my brothers. What legacy the Master alayhi salam left for us? And what were the final messages? So we come to the conclusion. We must thank all the directors, our capital group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his team, family there, all the directors of Radio Al-Ansar and Sirius FM, mashallah, Brother Faisal Asmal, Yusuf Asmal, all the Imams here, Muhammad Musa Ji, Mufti Fahim, and all the trustees, I don't know, but Jazakumullahu Khairan, my brother Muhammad Salim Asmal, my brother Dawood Mundli, and our brother Hafiz Muhammad Basa, and our coordinator Hafiz Wadi, mashallah. So all of them are part of the team, and they're doing so much. Inshallah, after 1 hour, 1.5 hour, we'll send out the podcast of this program, inshallah, once we receive it. So my last message to you, and I'm being honest about this. Sometimes we don't want to be honest. Our Makkah Mukarrama, our Madinah Munawwara, our Aqsa Mubarak, our holiest places today are under the control of the Jutlas and the Jews. That is the reality. Whether you like, you don't like. No imam, not one, can go on the mimbar of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and go and speak against them openly. They will lock them up and imprison them. So that is halat. So my appeal to all of you and all the esteemed listeners, daily read 2 rakat salat, Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain, protect Masjid al-Aqsa, and in Hebron, there's a masjid called Khalilur Rahman, Masjid Ibrahim Khalil. That masjid, half of it, they stole it already from us. I read Salat Day in 89 and 92. The whole masjid belongs to us. 94, they murdered our people there. 70 of them approximately became shuhada and then martyrs, and they stole half the masjid. In this week, they had a concert in the masjid and pianos and all dancing and jiving. Now this week. But the ummah, وَالنَّاسُ غَافِلُونَ وَالنَّاسُ نَائِمُونَ. The ummah is half asleep and the ummah doesn't care. That is the reality, brothers. So cry to Almighty Allah, look after your masajid. Maulana started with that message. No masjid got virus. No way in the world. Remember that story. The masjid is the greatest place. And whenever you enter the masjid, read Durood Sharif. That's a sunnah. Bismillahi wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. When you leave the masjid again, that's another sunnah. Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. Allah jalla wa ala accept us all for his deen. Allah make our khatima on iman. Allah protect all our masajid. We got 1-2 minutes left for dua. So let us make a short dua inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم أنصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أنصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين المستضعفين المظلومين في كل مكان اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الاقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين اللهم احصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبق منهم احدا اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموت المسلمين قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبي ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين. And جزاك الله خير to our brother Naseem Timol also. Always he gives us. MashaAllah, we made Umrah, so from that time he came close to us also. So Allah Ta'ala reward him and his family also. جزاك الله خير.